The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
Welcome back, TNT. It is 11:23 in the nation's capital, and I have on the line Mr. Lawrence. Good morning to you, sir. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
And I know we had a little complication, but we're live on Freedom 106.5 FM, and I'd like to welcome you to Human Impact. So today we are going to talk about your role as a spokesperson for Kidney Care Advocates. Can you tell me a little bit about the organization?
Well, the organization actually basically is really pushing towards improving kidney health care for all patients with infantile disease, not just for a secular part of the population, but for all kidney care patients in Trinidad Tobago.
And the importance of kidney care, what are some of the important points that we need to be aware of?
Well, first of all, your blood pressure, but there are various factors in that. For example, people with high blood pressure, they need to have that checked. People who have diabetes, they need to have their kidneys checked. There are some people who are born with kidney issues, they call it polycystic kidney, so they have that effect from earlier crop. Mm-hmm. And only in the sort of latter years, things develop.
So in the later years, they develop kidney problems.
Kidney problems, that's right.
Yeah. And what are some of the brief signs and symptoms of kidney complications?
Typically, it's blood pressure. High blood pressure is one of the key signs. And also, a rise, if you're doing your blood test, a rise in your creatinine level.
And physically, what would be showing on, are there like any physical signs on your body that can denote, well, I may have a kidney issue?
Yeah, you may have sometimes difficulty in breathing at times. Also, you find that you feel quite toxic as well. So those are some of the symptoms that you develop in the very early stages.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to get those things checked. As it gets worse, it becomes more evident, and your blood count is something that also drops significantly as well.
Mm-hmm. And the more complicated the problem, the harder it is to treat, and you may find yourself in a position that you had to consider transplants and so on.
Yeah. No, transplantation is a whole different situation altogether. They start with dialysis, unless you can transplant almost immediately, which is very rare that happens. But usually you have to get your levels down, and you have to try to get yourself back in a condition that's acceptable for the transplantation to take place. Right, so your body condition must be prepared to accept the new kidney,
and that would also include dialysis. Now, from some of the stories that I've already hearing from kidney patients, dialysis is a very difficult time for them, and it's also very tricky to have consistent dialysis and on time. Can you tell me how important dialysis treatment is and the pros and cons of that treatment?
All right, dialysis treatment is very, very important. Mm-hmm. And it is critical to the life of the patient, the sustained life of the patient itself. Because what it does is it provides for removing all your toxins.
Mm-hmm.
Because remember, you're not passing urine as you would normally be accustomed to. So all that is, that becomes problematic over time. You also you will also have collection of fluid buildup as well.
Mm.
Not only something, but fluid buildup, because again, you cannot excrete that right fast enough as you would normally do so. So the machine, which is the dialysis process, helps remove those two main factors.
And sorry, continue. I didn't quite catch the last part.
And the process of course, it allows you to feel a lot better, right? Mm-hmm. And the negative part of that would be you don't do it, you could possibly feel very ill, and you could possibly continue to passing away,
mm-hmm.
right? As a result of not speaking with it and not doing it as this session.
And the possibility of having your dialysis treatment on time, what would you suggest to those who are listening who can, who plans these things? What would be some of the things you would like to see changed in terms of the appointments being on time and the availability of dialysis for kidney patients?
Well, more importantly, first of all, we need access, as I said in my opening statement, we need access to good facilities that provide a number of different things and possibly, if possible, everything under one umbrella, if that could possibly happen in Trinidad, which would include things like simple things like, for example, providing blood testing, annual ECGs, X-rays. Would have dietitians on board, nephrologists, vascular patients, social workers, and of course, good, well, professionally trained dialysis nurses. All right? All under one umbrella, because it's all encompassing at the end. But that is, that if that could happen, that would be great.
So I guess more attention being paid to kidney patients and understanding their needs and the improvement of dialysis machines and treatment and appointments and actually getting the care to those patients.
Yes, because what happens is that, remember, there are people who are in the world who are in the world, problem too. Mm-hmm. And they still would like to continue working.
Mm-hmm.
And again, if they can provide them with this facility, and if they can provide them with better times,
mm-hmm.
right, operating times and scheduling, good scheduling times, and more of it is available to the patients at large, they would give them better, right, down the road.
And finally, what is the organization championing for at present? What would be the most important point to bring forth to Trinidad and Tobago today?
Life. Sustained life.
Oh dear, I'm getting a little cross. Feel
sorry,
with, yeah.
One moment. Sustained life.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That would be one of the key elements in this entire process. Sustained life. Because we can save lives. It's not it's not life threatening. You can't live with it.
Mm-hmm.
There are some adjustments that you will have to make in life. And what is most important is that you have a good support system together with you have to have self-determination, and last but not least, the man above, have faith and believe in the man above.
Thank you so much for joining us. Is there any way that you can send out information to contact your organization if there's people want to volunteer or find out more support information? Are there any contacts or web pages?
Yes, Lana, can I finish you with that thereafter?
Sure.
At the end of this, yes.
Sure, no problem. I will get that information to you, and I'll be sure to give it out on air.
Right. I hope I was a valuable help to you in this interview.
Yes, actually, you gave more information about kidney health that I believe that many people didn't know about, and, you know, they are more aware. And once that information for your organization comes out, I guess they will be able to seek out support as well.
I think, as I said, we're always willing to have people call us up and to provide the support that they may be lacking from. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So we are here to do that too as well, to provide that kind of support.
All right. Thank you so much, Mr. Lawrence, for joining me here on Freedom 106.5 FM.
And no problem.
Good luck with your future endeavors.
Thank you very much.
Take care.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.